Something I really, really quickly I want to talk about, the importance of teachers. I recently had a little another reunion with my teacher. You might know her, Mrs. M. If you went to St. Bernard or Most Precious Blood, those are the two schools I remember her from. Mrs. Marin Tepet, everyone called her Mrs. M. I know her colleagues called her Trep. That was the nickname, Trep. That's her story to explain why, but she's known as Trep as well. But students know her as Mrs. M, and she was known for things like when she was teaching us anatomy, she would bring in a rabbit that was dissected and wide open, and she had little, you know, didn't let us all go at once. She let us go in groups of two or three to go and look, and she would point out, this is the bladder, these are the intestines, these are the lungs, this is the heart, these are the kidneys, and it's how we learned about anatomy. She used to say back then, you know what, yeah, we can look at the textbook, but the textbook is boring. It's something that I never forgot. It's in my head. She taught us how to clog. She taught us how to square dance. We learned ukulele in her class. She'd always be pulling out her guitar and playing music and writing songs with us. The craziest thing, though, she's just one of those teachers. You know, you get those certain teachers that stick with you, made a big impact on us, because her class would always be done up with decorations, and she did so much artwork, and she always had music going. And that's something that set the bar for me. We'd be all doing it, you know, when she'd give us our assignment, okay, write in your journals, do your math, whatever. She would put a record on, and we'd listen to music. We'd be making art. She'd have music going, Christmas music. It was one of those things. There was a different vibe in her classroom. Every kid who had her will remember her. And that's something so powerful that teachers do have. Teachers, you have such an impact on the students that you have. We remember you forever. You always remember your teacher. But what boggles my mind about Miss M, she remembers all of us. I'll tell her, you know, I was in your 1987 class. I know who you were. Dan McDonald. You had a little sister named Lana, and you hung out with Michael and Kelly and Ted and Peter and Susie, and she'll remember these names. And then I visited her at her house. She'll pull out bins, and she'll say, here's from your year, and she handed me yesterday a letter I wrote to Santa, a picture I colored about bees. I don't even remember coloring this, but seeing my name signed in my little kid writing, Danny McDonald, what a gift that is. And she had something on every single class member. So we, you know, if you have a teacher like this, reach out to them. That's one good thing on social media, more accessible than ever. Reach out to them, because she said the one struggle she's having, a lot of people change their names. They go by a different name, or maybe someone got married and took on a different last name. So it's harder to find, but she is alive and well. If you remember Miss M, she remembers you. I guarantee you, she remembers you too. Great memory, but it's really, really cool. It was a really cool time reuniting with teachers. I wanted to give a bit of a shout out to Mrs. Marintet, lovingly known as Mrs. M. It's doing good to get back in touch with your teachers from days gone by.